someone with a megaphone. I tell my wife exactly what I'm thinking, including all the punctuation, and she returns the favor. The police arrive and we convey everything without embellishment. They call in the SWAT team, with the military standing by. Someone with a megaphone suggests we move things over to the Jerry Springer show, and when we arrive, everyone there has decades of training in honesty and clarity. I want to feel closer to you, my wife confesses. Sometimes I need to be alone, I confide. I think our lives are the result of the choices we make, she insists. I think we can't help being who we are, I say certainly. You're both ontologically naive, someone shouts out. Soon we are mired in a Vietnam of cause and effect, of whose pain is greater, the woman with the poked-out eye or the man with a microphone stand entirely up his rectum. Then I tell my wife that the chair she's holding above my head doesn't make her look fat, and that I secretly fear commitment and want to spend more time off the computer. The level of violence ratchets down to that of her average evening. We don't need to go to my parents more often, brings things down to prison riot level. I secretly love coming across one of your sweaty shirts on the bed, brings things down to a hockey game. And with, I'm really starting to enjoy science fiction movies, my wife lowers the tone to that of a playground. Springer wraps things up, shaking his head at the most disgusting display of lies he's ever seen, and tells us if he sees us again, he'll run us over with a bus. And I believe it will be a silver bus, shining with the purity of truth, except for the dried blood on the bumper. But for now, we go home so ashamed it takes 5 days of non-stop fucking to ease our pain.